Thank you, Dan. I do want to ask for an interest in your prayers tonight. I know as I was preparing this, I got one page of some scriptures, so it's going to probably be a short sermon. But as I was praying about this, what seemed to come to my mind to bring out was just some different scriptures that I was going to read, and it just on different things, on the not fearing before the Lord, or I'm not fearing in the time we're living in, trusting in the Lord, growing together, being stronger together, following the scriptures and the commandments that he's given unto us, knowing what we're faced with and the day and times that we're living in, the things that are going on around us in the world today. So I was going to start out tonight in 2 Timothy. And these will all be familiar scriptures to us. 2 Timothy, 3rd chapter, starting with the first verse. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, have a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof, from such turn away. And I know as we look around us in the world today, we can see all these things happening. But I mainly wanted to bring out what we need to be doing. So I wanted to go down maybe to the 10th verse. But thou hast fully known my doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, patience, persecutions, afflictions, which came unto me at Antioch, at Iconium, at Lystra, what persecutions I endured. But out of them all, the Lord delivered me. And I know that during these times that the Lord will be with us. And all that will live godly in Christ Jesus shall suffer persecutions. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. And I think that we see that again around us in the world today. Something we need to be watchful and prayerful about, praying for that spiritual wisdom and discernment of the things that are happening around us and what the Lord would have us to be doing. Pray for that spiritual wisdom and understanding and discernment. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing whom thou hast learned them. And this is where we need to be. Continuing in thou in the things which thou hast learned and been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them. And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. And I know this is where we need to be. Again, is reading, studying the scriptures, following the scriptures that the Lord has given unto us, knowing the things that we would be in need of, that we had come in contact with, given to us for our guidance and direction. And that 17th verse where he wants us to be, that we may be that man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That's where the Lord wants us to be working for, is that perfection in our lives, that love for him, that love for one another. I'm going to read just a little bit. Matthew, 5th chapter. Just a couple verses on that. Let's see. Maybe I'll start with Matthew 5, 40, maybe 43. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thine enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even the publicans the same? And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so? Be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. And I know this is where the Lord wants us. And I know he wouldn't give us a commandment to follow like this if it wasn't for him to be with us, leading and guiding and directing us, that we would be able to do it. I know we need that in our lives. I'd like to go over into Psalms, 37th Psalm. This one is one I kind of stayed with me. I heard read, I think it was on TV, after the 9/11. I believe it's telling us not to fear in this time that we're in. Now start with the first verse. Fret not thyself because of evildoers, neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as a green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. And I know, again, that's where we need to be, that our faith, our trust is in, I might lose my voice here, that our faith and our trust is in the Lord. And I know that's where we want it. And I'm going to read just a couple of verses, just short verses in the Book of Mormon. First is 2 Nephi, 3rd chapter. May I start with the 57th verse. O Lord, wilt thou make a way for mine escape before mine enemies? Wilt thou make my path straight before me? Wilt thou not place a stumbling block in my way, but that thou wouldest clear my way before me, and hedge not at my way, but the ways of mine enemy? O Lord, I have trusted in thee, and I will trust in thee forever. And I know that is where our faith and our trust needs to be, is in the Lord. I will not put my trust in the arm of flesh, for I know that cursed is he that putteth his trust in the arm of flesh. And I think we can see that probably in the world today, is man putting their trust in man and not in the Lord. And I want to just read a couple verses. It's on page 434 in the Book of Mormon. Alma, 17th chapter, 3rd and 4th verse. And now, my son Helaman, behold, thou art in thy youth, and therefore I beseech of thee that thou wilt hear my words and learn of me. For I do know that whosoever shall put their trust in God shall be supported in their trials and in their troubles and their afflictions, and shall be lifted up at the last day. To me, again, that's one telling me not to fear this time, but to trust in the Lord, and he will be with us. And as it says here, he will support us in our trials, our troubles. The Lord will be with us. I'd like to continue in Psalms 37th chapter there. Going to the fourth verse. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. And I know we have made that commitment before the Lord. That commitment of our trust, our faith, our love is in him. To be doing those things that are right and pleasing before him. We have made that commitment. And I'm going to go back into the Book of Mormon and just read a few verses. It's in Mosiah, third chapter. And I know we should read the whole chapter, but I'm just going to read a few verses here, maybe starting with the fifth verse. And it is the faith which we have had on the things which our King has spoken unto us, and has brought us to this great knowledge, whereby we do rejoice with such exceedingly great joy. And we are willing to enter into a covenant with our God to do his will, and to be obedient to his commandments, in all things that he shall command us, all the remainder of our days, that we may not drink out, that we may not bring upon ourselves a never-ending torment, as has been spoken by the angel, that we may not drink out of the cup of the wrath of God. And I know again that we have made this covenant, this commitment before the Lord. And now these are the words which King Benjamin desired of them. And therefore he said unto them, ye have spoken the words that I desired, and the covenant which ye have made is a righteous covenant. And now because of the covenant which ye have made, ye shall be called the children of Christ, his sons, and his daughters. And there couldn't be greater than that. For behold, this day he has spiritually begotten you, for ye say that your hearts are changed through faith on his name. Therefore ye are born of him and have become his son, his sons and his daughters. And under this head ye are made free, and there is no other head whereby ye can be made free. There is no other name given whereby salvation cometh. Therefore I would that ye should take upon you the name of Christ, all you that have entered into the covenant with God, and should be obedient unto the end of your lives. And I know that is again where we want to be, obedient unto the end of our lives, and following the Lord, his scriptures, his commandments that he has given unto us. I'm going to continue here in Psalms. And he shall bring forth thy righteousness as a light, and thy judgment as a noonday. Rest in the Lord, and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. And I know what our brother had talked about, patience this morning, and we need to have that patience. And I know I need to watch myself and have this patience, not get caught up in the things that are happening around us, but have that patience toward Heavenly Father and doing his will and following him. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. And I know this is where we want to be again, is to be with the Lord. I'd like to turn over to 23rd Psalm. Again, I know it's a familiar psalm. Probably most everybody with better memory than mine knows it by heart. But to me, it says so much. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And knowing that, that should give us that comfort and peace, that the Lord will guide and direct us. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. And again, the Lord is in charge. Man isn't. And he will lead us and guide us and direct us if we let his spirit work in us and we follow that spirit. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And again, I know this is where the Lord wants us. Not to fear in this time. He will be with us. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. And we know that as a shepherd, the rod and staff leads and guides his sheep and will protect them, that the rod and staff will also protect us. And when I look at the rod and the staff, to me, I look at them as being the scriptures, the Bible and the Book of Mormon, that the Lord has given to us to lead us and direct us and guide us. But again, it's up to us to be using them and putting them to use in our life and following. Again, he knew what we would be in need of. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. And I know that we have been greatly blessed. The Lord has blessed us greatly. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And again, I know this is where we want to be with the Lord. Also, I want to turn over to 33rd Psalm. May I start with the first verse. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Praise the Lord with harp, sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud voice. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his words are done in truth. He loveth righteousness and judgment. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. But the word of the Lord, by the word of the Lord, were the heavens made and all the host of them. By the breath of his mouth, he gathers the waters of the sea together as a heap. He layeth up the depths in storehouses. Let all the earth fear the Lord. Let all the inhabitants of the world stand in awe of him. And a lot of the scriptures, when I read of fear, like, let all the earth fear the Lord, I look at it as, look, let all the earth love the Lord. And what comes to me at that time? For he spake, and it was done. He commanded, and it stood fast. The Lord bringeth the counsel of the heathen to naught. He maketh the devices of the people of none effect. The counsel of the Lord standeth forever. the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Blessed is a nation whose God is the Lord, and a people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. And we know that this is a blessed land, chosen land. And the people whom he has chosen for his own inheritance. And I know that's where we want to be, with his chosen people. And going over to the 18th verse. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield, for our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name. Let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. And again, to me, it's telling me that our faith, our trust, our hope needs to be in the Lord, and he will be with us. I'd like to go over now to John 14. And to me, this is another scripture that's telling me, or not the fear in this time, again, that we're living in, and telling me of the love, I believe, that the love the Lord has for his creation. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. The Lord doesn't want us to be troubled, but wants us to have that faith and trust in him. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And to me, that shows that love of our Heavenly Father. He's gone to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And I know that's what we're looking forward to, working for, having that faith, that trust, that love, that we will be with the Lord. And I know that's where he wants us, to be doing those things that will keep us in the straight path before him. I'd like to go over to verse 21. He that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, for he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, for I will love him and will manifest myself unto him. And I just look at myself, and he that has my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And if I have that love for my Heavenly Father, as I know each one of us do, keeping his commandments are going to show in my life, should show in my life. The things I do, the things we pray for, those that we help, it should show in the things that we do in each day. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? Jesus answered and said unto him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come. We will come unto him and make our abode with him. And again, if we have that love, if we are doing his will, it will show in our lives. And we'll have that spirit that comes from the Lord to lead us and direct us. And again, it's up to us to be following him, letting him work in our lives. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings. And the word which ye hear is not me, not mine, but the Father's which sent me. These things have I spoken unto you, being yet present with you. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. And I know that we have that Holy Ghost with us, his Spirit in us. And I know that we might, again, I said it too many times, but we need to let him work in us. We need to let that Spirit work in us and follow him. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Not to fear. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And I know that's what the Lord wants us before him. To not fear, not to be afraid, but again, to trust and obey. I'd like to turn over to John, 3 John. Again, a familiar scripture I know to each one of us. John, the 3rd chapter, and I'm going to start the 14th verse. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of God be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And again, to me, that's telling me not to fear in this time. It's showing the love of our Heavenly Father. But that we're not to fear. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And we know that he doesn't want to lose one of his creation. He wants all to come unto him. I'd like to go over in the Book of Mormon, just read a few verses. And this is 3 Nephi 12, 25th verse. It's on page 73. Behold, I have given unto you, my gospel, and this is the gospel which I have given unto you, that I came into the world to do, and this is the Lord speaking, I came into the world to do the will of my Father, because my Father sent me. And my Father sent me that I might be lifted up upon the cross, and after that I have been lifted up upon the cross, I might draw all men unto me. And again, to me, it shows that love of our Heavenly Father, the love of the Lord. And as the last part here, I might draw all men unto me. Again, I believe the Lord doesn't want to lose one of his creation. He wants all to come unto him. And I believe he's showing us there, that I came into the world to do the will of my Father because my Father sent me. He's given us that example follow. He's following the commandment of his Father. He's following that commandment the Lord or the Father gave him, as we are to follow the commandments that they have given us. I'm going to go to verse 34. Verily, verily, I say unto you, this is my gospel, and ye know the things that ye must do in my church. For the works which ye have seen me do, that shall ye also do. And we know, we just read, it told us here, he has done the will of his Father, the commandment of his Father, as we are to follow the commandments he's given us in the scriptures. For that which ye have seen me do, even that shall ye do. Therefore, if ye do these things, blessed are ye, for ye shall be lifted up at the last day. And I know that, again, that's where we want to be with the Lord. I want to go back into the Bible, into Romans. The 8th chapter. And to me, again, this is a scripture on the love of the Lord, and also telling me not to fear in this time. Romans 8, I'll start with 31st verse. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also maketh intercession for us. I'd like to read just a couple verses in Book of Mormon and come back to that, of the Lord making intercession. When I was reading that, this verse seemed to come back to my mind, and it's in 3 Nephi, 8th chapter. And this is the Lord speaking, or the Lord here again. I'm not sure I want to start. Maybe I'll start with the 17th verse. And after this manner do they bear record. The eye has never seen, neither has ear heard before, so great and marvelous things as we saw and heard Jesus speak unto the Father. And no tongue can speak, neither can there be written by any man, neither can the hearts of men conceive so great and marvelous things as we both saw and heard Jesus speak. And no one can conceive the joy which filled our souls at the time we heard him pray unto the Father. We heard him pray for us unto the Father. And it came to pass that when Jesus had made an end of praying unto the Father, he arose. But so great was the joy of the multitude that they were overcome. I think it's that same joy that we would have, that we have, knowing that the Lord goes to the Father for us. And I think that should strengthen us. Who can, back to Romans 8:35, who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution, famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake, we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And to me, that again should strengthen us, and that we shouldn't have that fear in this time here. And the only thought that comes to me when I think of that is I always look at myself, wanting to make sure that I don't separate myself from him, from the Lord. He won't separate himself from us, but that I don't separate myself from him. I'd like to go over into Philippians, the fourth chapter. And just read a few verses. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say, rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. These things that the Lord, again, the scriptures, commandments, things that he has given to us, we're to do them, we're to follow them. And the God of peace shall be with you. And the Lord will be with us and help us and guide us in this time. And kind of a similar verse I want to read is in the Book of Mormon on page 220. I know I've heard that read a few times in this past year. Mosiah, the second chapter. May I start with the ninth verse. I say unto you, if ye have come to a knowledge of the goodness of God and his matchless power and his wisdom and his patience, and again, I know as I look in the world today that the Lord has shown a lot of patience and his long-suffering towards the children of men, and also the atonement which has been prepared from the foundation of the world, that thereby salvation might come to him that should put his trust in the Lord. Again, I know where we want to be, that trust in our Heavenly Father. And should be diligent in keeping his commandments and continuing in the faith even unto the end of this life, his life. I mean, this is the life of the mortal body. The life of the mortal body. I say, this is the man who receiveth salvation through the atonement which was prepared from the foundation of the world for all mankind, which ever were, ever since the fall of Adam, or who are, or whoever shall be even unto the end of the world. And this is the means whereby salvation cometh. And there's another out of salvation, save this which has been spoken of. Neither are there any conditions whereby man can be saved except the conditions which I have told you. Believe in God, believe that he is, and that he created all things, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that he has all wisdom and all power, both in heaven and in earth. Believe that man does not comprehend all the things which the Lord can comprehend. And again, believe that you must repent of your sins, forsake them, and humble yourselves before God and ask in sincerity of heart that he would forgive you. And now, if you believe all these things, see that you do them. Again, we must be following the scriptures, the commandments that the Lord has given to us, again, knowing what we would be in need of, what we would be faced with in this time that we have here. I pray that I may have brought a few scriptures tonight to help us in the time that we're living in, with that which we see happening around us in the world today. I'd like to close by reading a couple more scriptures out of the Book of Mormon. First one is page 683. 4 Nephi, the first chapter. And it came to pass that there was no contention, start with 17th verse. It came to pass that there was no contention in the land because of the love of God which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And I know that again is where we want to be. That love of our Heavenly Father in our hearts, in our lives. There were no envies, nor strifes, nor tumults, nor whoredoms, nor lions, nor murders, nor any manner of lasciviousness. And surely there could not be a happier people among all the people who had been created by the hand of God. And I know that's where the Lord wants us to be before him. He wants us to be a happy people, joyful people. There were no robbers, no murderers, neither were there Lamanites nor any manner of ites, but they were in one. Again, I believe what the Lord wants us to be one before him. They were in one, the children of Christ and heirs to the kingdom of God. And I believe that it's because of the 17th verse. There's no contention land because of the love of God, which did dwell in the hearts of the people. And also just a couple verses in the Book of Mosiah, the page 215. And I know this is a scripture I think I read every time I preach. But to me, it just raises me up. And I know it's where we want to be before the Lord. Start with the 88th verse. And moreover, I would desire that ye should consider on the blessed and happy state of those that keep the commandments of God. For they are blessed in all things, both temporal and spiritual. And if they hold out faithful to the end, they are received into heaven, that thereby they may dwell with God in a state of never-ending happiness. And again, I know this is where we want to be before the Lord. Thank you.